Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to be with you today on Thursday. What is it, December 6th or 7th? I don't know.
Sorry. Who can keep track?
Yeah, December 6th, 2007 at 2 p.m. in the afternoon Eastern Time. And Hillary's here with me. Hey, Hill, how are you?
Hi, Alan.
Cool.
Good
Everything
to be
good?
Here.
Everything good?
Oh, yeah, just another lovely day in Los Angeles.
Doesn't it get boring?
Nope.
Having such beautiful weather all the time? I like, wait
no,
a minute.
No.
No, it doesn't, you know. That doesn't get boring, huh?
No, because you can always go outside and do something fun to distract yourself from how beautiful it is.
Well, I'm on Hillary's little Skype thingy, her icon, which you have the most creative little Skype icons. You always change them. Now, what is this? It's like, is it you sitting, you know, naked in some cloud?
No, it's not me. It's Prince.
Oh, it's Prince.
It's Prince.
My eyes are so bad, I can't even, I don't know, it's like you in a cloud with, oh, it's Prince, oh, I see.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I keep on changing them because I get flack from everyone we work with about everything I put up, so I change it to keep no one happy.
very funny. So anyway, we're here today, we have a show, we think we have a guest, we were expecting Bob Handelman, who does a show on Blog Talk Radio called Mr. Media, I guess that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's expected to call in any time. So, anyway, if you'd like to call into the show today, it's 347-677-0649. It's 347-677-0649. It's the Alan Levy Show. You can find the live at blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy, and the archive can be found there as well. Well, a lot of good shows this week. We had Matt Mullenweg on yesterday. Was a great show, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I have a lot of great interviews on this show, so it's exciting to talk to these people, and you can tell the excitement in the chat room and with the callers that they're getting to talk to someone that they really admire. It's
yeah,
cool.
There's no doubt. And I don't think he does a lot of interviews. I can't imagine that. He's very quiet, but he really, you know, he had a good time. He opened up, and we had a nice conversation. I thought it went really well.
I totally agree. I think it was a good outlet for him because it was a casual chat, and he got to really talk about his ideas freely without us, you know, interrupting too much, I hope.
Right, for sure. So there's a couple of other housekeeping things. I will be on a show tonight. It's on our homepage on Wayne Hurlbert. I have always a – can you say that?
It's a tongue twister.
It's a tongue twister.
I think it's a marketing technique.
Okay, Wayne Hurlbert show at 8 p.m. tonight. Eastern. Wayne has a show, Blog Business. He called me. Wayne's one of our longtime hosts, and he gets thousands of downloads per show. And he called me in September and said, would you like to be in my show? He does a show every Thursday night. I said, sure, next Thursday looks good. No, I mean in November. So he's so booked. He's booked out months in advance. He gets CEOs of companies, so it's my turn to be on the network. So that's tonight at 8 p.m. on Wayne Hurlbert's show. Please join us. It's going to be fun. And then, of course, there's another show, very important show tonight at 9 p.m., which is Edelise Nashia Rose, a show called On the Set. And Edelise is one of the longtime hosts of Blog Talk Radio, and her co-host, Will Gage, died last week suddenly. Not suddenly, I guess no one really knew it, but he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which turns out to be the same illness that my dad had. And he died, and he was doing his shows from the hospital room. Just unbelievable, and we never knew that, and there's a tribute show going on today. Tonight at 9 p.m., Ida Lee's. Please, everyone, check that out. So I think we have Bob on the line. Bob, how are you?
Hi, Alan, how are you?
Very good. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show. And nice
Thank
to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for, you know, having me on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, sure. It's our pleasure.
Anytime. Hi, Bob. It's Hillary, the features editor.
Hey, Hillary. Nice to meet you, too.
And you as well. Thanks for being on the show.
Sure.
So, you know, usually I give a little background on our guest, but I thought I would just simply say, you know, who is Mr. Media? What is you know, what's Bob Vandermon all about? I know you're an author and doing all kinds of interesting things. So, you know, who are you?
Well, I am an aging freelance writer in St. Petersburg, Florida.
We're all aging, Bob.
I feel like I'm aging more rapidly than everyone around me.
No, I am. Trust me.
I write books, magazine articles. I've done, I guess, about 9 or 10 books now. And Mr. Media is something I started back in 1994. It was a weekly syndicated newspaper feature. It was distributed by Universal Press Syndicate. They do, For Better or Worse and Doonesbury, and I think they have Dear Abby or Ann Landers, one of those. And it was distributed from about 94 to 98, weekly interviews. But it was oriented to the Internet at a time when people didn't talk URLs and didn't understand what those long line of alphanumeric characters were at the end of each story, and it just kind of, most people seem to think it was ahead of its time, I guess. And earlier this year, I held on to the name, held on to the domain, and earlier this year, someone had introduced me to digital audio, and I thought, you know, that would be a real fun way to bring Mr. Media back. So I have a website, www.mrmedia.com, and I started doing weekly audio interviews that would be transcribed as well with media newsmakers, celebrities, TV stars, directors, magazine editors, pretty much anyone that caught my fancy.
And what kind of tool? Now, I know you're doing a show on Blog Talk Radio, which is we're very happy to have you here.
Yeah.
And your show is Mr. Media here at Blog Talk Radio. So it's blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Media, correct?
That's right. I was invited to give it a try. I really liked it. We just did our first show for Blog Talk Radio last Friday with the director and, as it turned out, the star of an independent feature called Nemesis, and did another one today, earlier today, as a matter of fact, with the guys who wrote a book about the movie The Big Lebowski.
Oh, yes, I caught that one and put that on the homepage. If you didn't see that yet, Mr. Media, you should check it out.
I did see that. I appreciate that. It was fun to be featured so early in our run. It was it's been fun. I loved after I did the first show with Blog Talk last week. I was just completely taken with it, and I just surrendered my whole concept over to Blog Talk Radio. I love the concept. I guess the best thing. I love the interactivity. I had booked the director of this movie, Nemesis, as my guest, and had said to him, listen, we have the ability to take callers. I said, if there's anyone, you know, connected with the movie who might want to call in, that'd be great. He says, boy, it's such last notice, I don't know. So he and I are on the phone for 10 minutes. I see we've got a call, which that in of itself amazes me. We've got a call. And who is it but the star of the movie?
Oh, that's incredible.
It was great. It was just great.
Yeah, that'll seal the deal right there. There's so many surreal moments like that that happen on Blog Talk Radio when you get a call, your first caller, you know, someone's actually listening that moment. That someone you don't know is calling. You know, it's great.
I can assure you that the first time that I launched the service a year ago, we had no callers, no hosts, no listeners. I was doing the first show. And the fact is it's funny, you know, I'm on the line, and my kids would come in, and they'd say, Dad, who are you talking to? I said, well, no, nobody, you know, because, you know, it is a tool to create audio podcasts or, you know, to create audio content. But the live interaction element is the key, and that's what's very exciting about what we're doing. And I'm glad that you're checking it out. And I guess what kind of platforms were you looking at, you know, in terms of podcasting as well as Blog Talk Radio?
Previously, what I would do is pretty simple because I'm a low-tech guy. I'd set up an interview, and at the appointed time, I'd call the person. We'd do it. I would tell them we'll do it like a live radio show. We'll go about 25 to 30 minutes. I'd record it on my digital audio, little Sony device that was hooked to the phone. We'd record it, and then I would upload it, set a date. You know, it would air a couple weeks hence. I'd have it transcribed so people who are still not comfortable listening could read the interview. And that was pretty much it. And it was picked up. You could subscribe on iTunes.
Right.
And now, I mean, this I just love it. I became an instant fan. Sorry?
It's doing it all for you. If you said you were using a recording device on the phone, it's pretty much doing that all for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's made my life so much easier, and I like the idea of being part of a community too. I think that's fun, and you know, that people have the option to call in live completely changes in a good way what I was doing. I love it.
No, I think that's, and again, if you look at the Best of BTR on the nav bar, there's a Best of BTR tab, because we were getting so many incredible guests on. And you look there and you see, you know, everyone from Oliver Stone, Jennifer Hudson, you know, Brian De Palma in the entertainment area, to John McCain, Rudy Giuliani, Wesley Clark, Omar Minaya, you know, the list goes on and on of the people that have been Dr. Oz who've been on these shows and have come on from amateur, you know, radio people. Which is what everyone is on Blog Talk Radio. It's a really pure democratization of media and citizen journalism at its finest, I believe.
It's really amazing. I mean, and you know, the writers' strike, the WGA strike, is probably going to help evolve this a lot faster, because the people who would normally be booking guests onto Leno and Letterman and Carson Daly and things like that, they're looking for outlets, and you know, Blog Talk Radio seems to provide that opportunity.
Now, how do you? Because we're interested in getting guests here, and you know, on the network to bring in. And how do you generally go about reaching out and getting, you know, like those big stars or the big guests? And now that you have a platform to do it, and we could feature them, and we're driving lots of traffic. But how would you recommend someone or our host on Blog Talk Radio to do that?
Well, I mean, the first thing with me is I kind of follow my heart. I mean, I like to talk to people about things that I'm interested in, and not because it's about me, but, you know, I'm interested in film, so I look for film opportunities. And then, you know, from there, there are whole publicity operations that are related to TV networks and movie studios, radio stations, magazine editors. It's really, I think most people would be surprised how easy it can be to reach out to someone that you'd like to interview and give them a platform to talk. And because it's live, you're not editing what they're saying. They don't have to worry about being misunderstood. On the other hand, if they're someone who talks off the top of their head too much, they may pay a price for that later.
They don't worry about themselves, you know, what they will say live.
Exactly.
Well,
them,
we had
so
Jennifer Hudson on in March. We have a Big Idol show that happens, and I mean, we can get 100,000 downloads per show, and it's pretty big.
Wow.
Yeah, and he had Jennifer Hudson on, and that was at that time our biggest show. We had 2,000 live listeners at the time who clicked the button live, and we probably downloaded 15,000 downloads after that show. She just took phone calls for an hour and a half. I mean. Hillary, I don't know if you were around then, but she loved it, and she was able to, and her fans were calling. There was 150 people online before the show started. And of course, with Blog Talk Radio, you can hear, if you're on queue waiting to get on the air, you can hear the show in the phone,
mm-hmm.
you know, like regular radio. And she loved it. And so that
The same thing happened with Melinda Doolittle, if you recall. Melinda Doolittle from American Idol came on, and she took phone calls for an hour and a half, and she wasn't able to reach all the people, so she immediately scheduled another show to come back on to answer all the calls she didn't get to yet. So, you know, they like communicating with their fans, so I think that element of it is a real positive for them.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Al, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, let's talk a little about your book, and I saw you know, Vernon Hill II, you co-authored a book recently. What's, I mean, it seems like a more of a business-type book as opposed to media.
Yeah, I've actually kind of made my living the last 10 years or so writing, or co-authoring, I should say, business books. The latest, it's actually a story behind the story, was supposed to be a book called Fans, Not Customers, which is what you're referring to, and it... I was working with Vernon Hill, who's the founder, and up until June was the chairman of Commerce Bank, which people on the Eastern Seaboard will know. It's got about 450 branches, or as they call them, stores.
Yeah, they're in New Jersey.
Yeah, they're in New Jersey and New York and D.C. and Southeast Florida now. And so the book was done, and I guess there were some issues going on behind the scenes with Vernon and the bank regulators, which I'm not entirely privy to. The book was actually on its way to the typesetter when he resigned. And so the book, it's one of those books where I'll have a great story to tell one day, but no one will probably ever read the book.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, but I've done in that genre. I did a book. The one book that I think people know of mine, if they know any of them, is a book I did with the founders of the Home Depot called Built from Scratch.
Yeah, I saw that. That looked really interesting, actually. Can you
that
tell
was fun.
Us
they were
about
they
it?
Were interesting guys.
Can you tell us about that process of how you co-author a book with these business people, the executives?
Yeah, I just make it all up and then I sign their name to it. It's pretty simple, actually.
That's good. They're busy anyway. They don't read it.
No, I wish it was that easy. But actually, I spend, it's usually a six to 12-month process, depending on the person and the complexity of it. We'll start, after we've been introduced and we like each other and we agree to work together, we'll communicate usually once a week by phone. I'll interview the lead person. But then I'll usually interview another 75 to 100 other people to kind of get a 360 view of the person and the company and how they do their business. And it just kind of grows from there. You become kind of an expert on that particular business by the end of that 12 months.
You know, it's interesting. John Havens, who's our VP Biz Dev, he's writing a book with Shell Holtz on transparency. And he and a number of other authors are using Blog Talk Radio as the mechanism to help write the books. They're doing their interviews on Blog Talk Radio, which are available for people to listen to as you're interviewing different people, and then as part of the archive, they're pulling that information now that it's recorded and building their book and writing their book.
Interesting. I know my agent, as Mr. Media has grown and brought in, and I it sounds like I'm talking about myself in the third person, but I mean the site has grown. My agent has been trying to figure out a way to monetize that as a book project. So power to him. I hope he thinks of something soon.
So I have some questions, Mr. Media. I see some of the great interviews you've had on your site previously with, Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm and Jeff Garlin. And I'm
She's great, Cheryl. I love her.
I'm a huge Curb Your Enthusiasm fan. And you've interviewed countless other people, Emeril Lagasse and Craig Kilborn. And what was your favorite, most stimulating, exciting interview you've conducted that you can remember?
Well, I have to say it was probably a woman whose name you may not know, Michelle Borth. B-O-R-T-H. She's one of the stars of a new HBO show called Tell Me You Love Me.
Oh.
And I had gotten an advanced copy of the first four episodes before it aired and watched it, and my jaw was about on the floor. I couldn't believe this. I couldn't believe how graphic the sex was and that this young lady was going to talk to me about it. And then when we got on the phone, she was just nice as could be, but she was very... very upfront about how she felt about being out of her clothes all the time and hopping from one person to the other. And it was one of the most interesting interviews because I knew nothing about her going in. I mean, literally no one knew anything about this woman.
Uh-huh.
So everything that I found out was news to anyone. And what's been fun, is that since that ran, and it's been several months now, every Sunday when that show is on, afterwards, the hits on that particular interview spike out of control.
Wow, because you're the exclusive interview.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't find that much on her, and so people who are looking, when they find that and they see there's a 35 or 40-minute audio interview, and when you actually hear her talking about these things, it's fun. She has a good sense of humor about it, and, she's not... she's not uptight about, body issues and things like that. Of course, she's 27, 28 years old. What does she have to be uptight about yet?
Right.
Wait till she's my age. Then she'll be uptight about everything.
Now, you as you're in the media business and you're Mr. Media, I mean, you have to be with that name. You're also, it seems, very technically capable. I mean, you've got, almost every RSS reader paste it to your page. And you understand
yeah,
RSS.
That's amazing.
So when did you begin getting very comfortable with technology or HTML or web and so on?
Oh, I think if you called any of the technical guys at any of the services that I use, they'll tell you that I'm still not comfortable. I'm a regular caller to say, what the heck am I doing?
Okay.
I don't know what I'm doing. When I started doing Mr. Media in 94, I would say within a few months, a friend kind of introduced me to the web. And, I mean, I was an old CompuServe guy going back 10 years before that, but I started doing a, kind of a primitive website for Mr. Media as far back as 94, 95. And so I had this basic HTML understanding of how things work. But when I stopped doing it every week in 98, that was kind of where my technology understanding came to a halt. I mean, a crashing halt. And I can't honestly say that I've learned too much since then. So I rely on books and other stuff very heavily.
Okay.
And other expertise. And, you know, one of the great lessons I learned about using the Internet and producing websites 10 years ago, 15 years ago, was that it's very easy to copy someone else's code and then adapt it to yourself.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, all the website developers that we've interviewed will tell you. I mean, we interviewed Matt Mullenweg yesterday, who said, well, he just looked at some other code and figured it out, and that's how he developed WordPress. So
yeah, which is
it
unbelievable.
Was inspiring.
It's really, I mean, that's, if I have a secret, that's it. I mean, I, you know, copy, and I make mistakes, and I learn from my mistakes. And
so what do you have planned for this coming, you know, for the next few weeks or a month on Blog Talk Radio in terms of what types of interviews have you been able to secure? I saw an email, someone forwarded me that you have some things coming up, and who would you like to interview on Blog Talk Radio?
Well, I'll tell you who I've got coming up, and I'm not in front of the computer, so I can't give you
the
exact date.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Playboy Special Editions.
I'm sorry?
Playboy Special Editions is
your
next
interview. Stacey Collins, the editor of Playboy Special Editions, is coming on. She is a friend of a friend, and we started talking and communicating, and I said, hey, by the way, if you'd like to invite maybe a model on to come and call in and be part of the show. And so she went way beyond that, and she got us the 2007 Playboy Special Editions Model of the Year and Cyber Girl of the Year, Breanne McGregor.
Wow.
So that, I think, will be a very popular show.
We're going to put that up on our homepage.
Yeah. And I tell you, there's another one that I've got booked that will be fun in a different way. There's a daily comic strip that's been out for about 5 years called Pearls Before Swine. And if you don't know the title, you may recognize the characters. There's Rat and Pig and the Crocodile and Zebra, or Zeba, as the crocodile song. Stephen Pastis, who's the creator of that, he's a former attorney. It turns out I was very excited to get him. And I got him to a previous interview, Mark Tatuli, who does the Leo comic strip. But it turns out that, Stefan Pastis, he is an old Mr. Media fan and is particularly a Cheryl Hines Curb Your Enthusiasm fan. So that's how that came about. He couldn't believe I was asking, and I couldn't believe he was saying yes.
Well, we'd love to, you know, get Cheryl Hines on. We've had Doug Allen, the director and creator of Entourage, on, and that was a good show.
Oh, that was a good get.
Yeah, and you know, you have the ability to have multiple guests on, right? So you can do panel discussions and have a few authors and a few actors on. We did this big thing with Jericho. I don't know if you're familiar with what we did there with the Nuts campaign.
Oh, were you guys part of that?
Yeah, well, we were very much part of it. It's on our homepage, and we have a little box there called Empowering an Audience. And our host, Sean Daly, called for Nuts to be sent to CBS Studios, and he would have on his show the actors and creators of Jericho, and he was getting thousands of listeners. Ultimately, 40,000 pounds of Nuts was sent to CBS.
Right.
And the show was brought back. It was really amazing.
CBS is glad they did that, because now they've got 7 new episodes of something to play in January.
Yeah, exactly. It's
That's
a gift
right.
They didn't even know they needed.
Well, I just got word that they're coming back on February 2nd, so it is going to be airing again. So they have 7 more episodes. And our host was invited to L.A. And sat on those 40,000 pounds of Nuts, and the actors, you know, CBS filmed this, and the actors were thanking him for helping keep their jobs and things. So are you based in L.A.?
I'm in St. Petersburg, Florida, the new media capital of the world.
Oh.
I'm sure you already knew that, though.
Yeah, of course. Just like New Jersey is the new Web 2.0 technology.
Wait a minute.
Haven.
I grew up in New Jersey. Are you saying it's not?
No, I'm not.
Well, we have two Mr. Medias who are from New Jersey, so it's a contender.
I'm not. If you wanted to find someone, the founder of a Web 2.0 internet radio company, it's not someone with my profile, I can assure you. But something we're doing right is working, I can tell you that.
I like it. I like it a lot.
We've produced 37,000 broadcasts since we launched. So.
Wow.
Seems to be, more people need to know about it. And I do think major media and the big networks are figuring it out and how to make the shift into the digital space? Or how do you engage, how can they engage their audience more?
Well, I'll tell you, Alan, if I were you, I would hope that they don't for another year or two to give you more time to build, because you don't want them coming into your space yet.
Well, I don't think they're going to be able to. It's very this is all based actually upon a phone network that is able to. There's nothing else that's live on the internet. If you look around the web, there's nothing that's live. This is live and interactive. The only thing you may have is a chat. And the reason why we can do it is because of the phone network supporting it, and that happens to be my vocation. So
right. No, I think this is ingenious. I'm so thrilled to be a part of it.
Thank you. Well, maybe they'll, introduce me to some of these guys, and we can help them. With their businesses for sure.
I think we'll be attracting a lot of their attention. I'll tell you, the thing that I like about what you're doing, especially compared to the way I was doing Mr. Media up until just a week ago, is that I had a pretty loyal listenership and readership, for that matter, of people in the media business. But I'm really looking to Blog Talk Radio as an opportunity to expand into a more general audience. And
find that, because as you said, it's a community that you're now a part of, and it's a very supportive community, and the hosts really are always looking around for new guests to have on their shows and interacting with other hosts. And if you see in the chat room, everyone's welcoming each other and everyone knows each other. So it's the kind of thing where listeners to our sports shows or political shows will see your show, and since you really do have some great content coming up, I just read, because you sent me that email about the Pearls Before Swine, and I read that he won the 2007 National Cartoonist Award for Best Newspaper Comic Strip, as well as in 2004. So, these are some great guests, and I'm sure that a lot of our listeners will be attracted to your show because of the quality of the content you're putting out.
Well, thanks. We're really looking forward to that. Now, I have to say, you guys asked me about Mr. Media before. One of the things I didn't mention is that I coach a girls' middle school soccer team.
And you have to go.
And they are gathering in front of me, staring at me, wondering why I'm on the phone. Little do they know.
Well, I have a 13-year-old daughter myself, and I am I was the basketball travel coach. So, well, send regards to your daughter and her team.
Yeah, good
I will.
Luck.
And good luck.
Thank you guys very much for having me on, and I look forward to a long relationship.
Great. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Take care.
Nice Bye-bye. To meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Same here. Bye-bye.
Bye. So that's great. See, that's the beauty of it. Come on. Remember we had Ariana. I don't know if you were around when we had Ariana on, Huffington, but we had Ariana on last January, I think, and she was doing the interview from her home, and you work with her, of course.
Yes.
And she said, I have to go now to pick up my daughters from school. Can I call you back from the cell phone? So
yep,
sure enough,
yep.
Right? She left.
Well, that's the beauty of it, is it's really integrated into people's lives. They're calling in whatever time they have, which is really cool.
Yes. So
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's good. No, I'm really happy that he's on. It looks like he's going to bring a lot of content in.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And he's a longtime syndicated columnist, so he has a lot of experience in interviewing people and a lot of relationships, so we hope he can bring on some of his special friends, and we'd love to promote them and get him going on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I see Playboy now is on, so that'll raise our ratings up.
Oh, yeah, that's on the 11th, everyone. Mark your calendars.
Hillary's going to get some good pictures up on that.
Yeah, but PG on the homepage.
Hillary, we have a fairly large religious crowd.
I know. I'm
and
always
course,
careful
Pentagon,
not to alienate
Pentagon,
someone.
The Pentagon is on, but nevertheless, I do... I wouldn't say that I'm a ratings whore, but I wouldn't mind a little extra cleavage for that picture.
Hey, the Pentagon likes their cleavage every now and again, too, so I don't think it's going to be that offensive.
No, I'm sure it won't. So anyway, what do we have next week? Do we have anything we have to
Oh, we have the Movie Geeks next week from Movie Geeks United.
Right.
That should be a really great interview because I've known Jamie Duvall and the guys from the Movie Geeks show since they first came on, and they're very, very hardworking guys and really know their stuff about movies. So that should be a really great time. I rarely get to talk to them, not in email, so
right.
It should be fun.
No, it's good. And we're going to get some other things going, and we'll give lots of notice. So anyway, why don't we close it out, and why don't you play the closing song today?
Will do. Okay, bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for joining Alan and Hillary on The Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649 and listen to The Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio.